Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I was annoyed when you flipped the 5 p.m. song to this one, but this one has grown on me. I'm good with it.
It totally has.
I'm good with it. Yeah. I'm good with it.
You're welcome.
What's that?
Yeah. You guys are welcome.
Oh, you know me. Any chance I can get to, you know, be more hip in the streets around the people, I'll take it. Because I'm not at all.
Is that what happened there?
Yeah. Now that I know Squabble Up, yeah. I'm basically the man.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go, Jack.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I am one that is always monitoring Eagles' chance, waiting for someone to screw them up so that they can get eviscerated on the air. Because we are about accountability, first and foremost.
Yep.
And this even has to go down to, as I say, WIP personnel that screwed up the Eagles' chant. This even has to get taken to my house and Walker Fritz.
Whoa.
Because if we got to start, you know, raising him the right way, he has to get the Eagles' chant down.
Of course.
And his first shot here, he got close, but he didn't quite finish the job. Here's how it sounded.
Can he say A? Can he say G?
E.
Can he say L? Can you say E?
Oh.
E?
Mm.
E? S?
E.
S?
I mean, he's close. Semi-close, but that's a screwed-up Eagles chant.
Few extra E's like Chuck's. Remember, Chuck had all the extra E's in it. You know,
sound like he got irritated with you giving him more and more letters.
Yes, enough already.
After three letters, he was done.
Yeah,
I will say, early on, he has the deep E down though.
He did. Yes. That's what I'm saying. He was excited in the beginning.
Yep.
And you went like to the fourth letter, and he's like, "Hold on,
I just said going? E. This is stupid."
Yeah. the first deep E is the most important of all of them.
It is.
It's the only one that matters.
Yeah.
Only one that matters.
Yeah.
As Devin found out.
We'll get there.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of the deep E, I was talking to Ava, right?
Yeah.
Ava says she's the first person in the world that no one joins when she starts an Eagles chant.
Who, Devin?
No, Ava.
Oh, Ava. No one joins?
No. She's just left out there hanging. Whenever you start an Eagles chant, there's someone will join in.
Yes.
Usually does,
She just gets left hanging at all times. It's ridiculous. Anyway, number four, the fourth ranking the WIP personnel screwing up the Eagles chant.
Who is five?
Walker.
Oh, he's not WIP personnel.
Oh, he's
kind of.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to make a list.
Okay, all right.
He's stickler for the top five. I just roasted my kid on here. He's not even two. Okay, anyway.
All right.
And this guy's also not WIP personnel, but it happened on
this is the wrong title for the list.
It happened on the WIP airwaves.
Okay, all right.
It's an oldie, but goodie. Trent Cole.
Jumped the gun. Just Trent, take it away.
Gee. O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle!
There you go.
That's still a classic one.
He started with G.
Yeah.
He sure did. And Ike immediately, just like his reaction live now, he's still like, ooh. It's so good.
Bro started with G.
Yeah.
I could imagine in the middle of it, maybe getting, Getting little, you know, turned around and be like, oh, whoops. But man, starting with G is like you're spelling a whole different word.
He sure is. Third ranking WIP personnel screwing up the Eagles chant is the infamous Chuck from Mount Airy.
Give us the chant.
Right, yeah, we need Eagles chant.
Yeah, give us the chant. Give us the chant. Give us the chant.
Oh, man, listen, I don't give chants. Right? You know that. But I tell
come
you
on. You're too good for a chant.
Right?
Yes.
All right, well, let me say my slogan. I'll give you a chant, all right?
All right, okay. Your slogan?
And here's my slogan, right? Hey, yo, listen, all my people out there, remember, don't just do it for you. Do it for Chuck from Mount Airy, too. Hey, listen. Hey.
Oh, God.
Let's go!
Bro just gave four E's and then an S.
Yeah. Man. They got a little excited. Yeah.
He admitted later there might have been some mic juice.
Okay.
Involved.
That made it a little bit more understandable.
I
believe he was in the lots.
He should have traded Trent Cole an E for a G.
Good line.
It's the best. Chuck from Mount Airy.
E-E-E-E-S.
Before we get to number one, which is a new entry into screwing up the Eagles chant.
Yeah.
May or may not be a part of this show. Number two is also an oldie but goodie. And I've never heard the full thing. It makes it sound that much worse. I give you Devin Caney.
Crank it up.
E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles.
That was so bad.
Oh, my God. That's what I was looking for. I figured it wasn't going to be that good.
Oh, man. This is the news, all right.
Yeah, that was a tough one, too.
Oh.
DK, well, she realized now she's a part of the team.
Yep.
You're on the drop board.
Yeah.
Oh. How do you even get your voice to do that? That's what I can't figure out. I mean, it's just so off. It's just so.
Well, she's a female.
Well, but still.
Whatever. Oh, my God. It hurts. It sounds painful.
Like, I actually can feel people turn the radio off. It's like, that's too painful.
Oh, my God.
Well, I actually kind of kept going there.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I've ever heard the whole thing like that.
Yeah, I mean, listen to this.
E-A-G.
Yeah, like the EAG is all screeches.
Yeah.
Well, she knew after the E she was in trouble.
Yeah, it's hard to rebound once you start laughing and your voice is screeching. Yeah, holy moly.
Oh, my God.
Get to this number one.
The number one, though.
Oh, no.
We might have Ike from the pregame show on Sunday.
Oh, no.
Messing up the Eagles chat.
Oh, no.
Let's check the tape.
Oh, no.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
Whoa.
Whoa. That'd be better, Taylor.
Yo, you forgot the G and the A.
I did not. Give me that again.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S. Eagles.
You spelled Ellis.
Well, because I think if I was in there. But someone else already started and you jumped in midway.
Yes.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
I told you.
Eagles.
It doesn't even matter what I say. It really does not matter. Happy baby, Taylor. But that's what happened. Somebody in front of me has started the E to chant, and I just joined in with him.
Pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S Eagles! Yep.
It's not even close, Ike.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. I try to be a crowd participation. I tried to go along, and this is what happens.
Oh, my God.
And this is what happens. Yep.
Getting pressure up the middle.
Look at him. E-S Eagles! Can't even stop.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Now I'm terrified I'm going to screw it up at some point now.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. Yeah.
Back
when I used to do the pregame show, Ike would look right at me when someone was going down the wrong path. And they usually
heard
about
it. This is how you repay me.
Yeah, no, I know. But we're all about honesty.
I'm broken. I don't know what you're talking.
This is how you repay me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my stomach hurts. Oh, my God. All right. This hour, This hour is brought to you by Guida Door and Window. Take advantage of Guida Door and Window's big winter sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors through the end of January. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Should have known you didn't forget about that when you
I actually did
Sunday.
Until yesterday.
And he texted me Sunday like, did you mess up the Eagles chant? Somebody texted him and told him.
Yep. I actually did forget about it. And then I was like, wait, hold on. I got an idea.
Oh, man. You're Philadelphia Ellis. Oh, my God. Oh, goodness. George in Drexel Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, George?
You're talking about the Eagles chant. Is someone trying to derail the Eagles? Are they trying to derail the Eagles? I'm 74 years old. Never did I ever hear that a coach has to interview for three positions for head coach job while we're going through playoffs. We've never done that. Since the 50s, 60s, 70s, they all up till now. I never heard this before. Hmm. What is going on? First of all, did the Eagles give him permission to do that? Whoever did that's a bonehead, number one. Number two, they can respectfully wait after the Eagles' final game if they want this guy to be a head coach. You don't try to derail our team now.
Well, if you're the Cowboys, you do.
What's going on here? E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Was not expecting that.
Love that guy. Yeah.
That was awesome, George. Yeah, I mean, listen,
thank you for the
coaching
call,
and interviews have been going on forever. I don't know how many.
Dude, George came in hot, didn't ask us how we were doing.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Didn't care.
Yep.
Didn't care that you were just laughing a second earlier. Yeah. He's still mad.
I'm trying to think. Even when Frank got hired, it was after the Super Bowl, right?
Well, because McDaniels accepted the job.
Oh, that's right. He took the job after McDaniels decided not to take the job in Indianapolis. Did we lose?
He wasn't even getting interviewed.
Oh, Frank wasn't even being interviewed?
No, and then all of a sudden McDaniel dropped out, and bang, there's Frank.
The next offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles, Frank.
Him or Doug, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, I don't see Doug coming back and being an OC under Nick.
No.
That's who he got fired for.
No.
But Frank Reich, I could see coming back.
I just thought of, and I mean no disrespect to either guy, but I just thought of Nick and Doug as head coach and offensive coordinator, and I thought of that movie, Jim Carrey and
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lloyd. I will have something on my face for sure.
You don't mean no disrespect, huh?
Yeah, no, not at all. Yeah.
I'm not the smartest guy.
All right.
I make taco soup sometimes for my family.
Yeah, both of those guys.
I don't know. If you can...
Imagine how Jalen's going to be after that.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine that room?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that room? Nick, Doug, and Jalen? Oh, my God.
And Frank wasn't here with Jalen, so he didn't coach Jalen. But Doug was. I mean, Doug drafted him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Doug put him in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you're Nick, how comfortable are you if Doug Peterson is here?
You know what? Nick, I don't know. I he's probably not super comfortable, but also Nick, well, it also depends on how this season ends. Because if this season ends on Sunday, I don't think Nick is super comfortable with Doug Peterson
being
here.
That's a great point.
You know, if
that's
they win the Super
point.
Bowl,
right.
I don't care
who it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, if this thing ends early, then, yeah, you don't want to bring in.
No. I also don't well, who knows? I was thinking... The Howie Doug thing was weird when Doug left, but these are adults.
I gotta be honest with you. Yeah. I don't think Doug would take the job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he would take the job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he would rather go be an OC somewhere else.
Right.
Like he may. You know what? Isn't Buffalo's guy getting interviewed?
Joe Brady.
Yeah. So like, if he were to leave,
Detroit.
I could see Doug working with Sean McDermott. They worked together before.
Yep.
I'm just trying to think of some guys that he has worked with already.
Can you imagine Doug and Dan Campbell together?
Whew.
I mean, that job will be open.
Is Deuce still there? No, Deuce is in Cleveland now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think Ben Johnson, is he going to leave?
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of Raiders buzz with him.
Now the Raiders, huh?
Yeah. He turns down the Commander's job to take the Raiders job a year later.
Whoops. Yeah.
Yeah.
Odd.
Not the right call.
Yeah, and it was clear the Commanders had the number two pick and were taking a quarterback.
Yeah.
And they got the right guy.
Yeah.
They got the best guy in the draft.
Well, there was some reporting the other day that he wanted to keep Sam Howell. And he didn't want to draft a quarterback, which is also insane.
Oh, yeah. He's nuts. He may not be that bright. He may just be better as an OC.
Sam Howell torched us, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
He did. I think we won, but he still threw like 300 yards over us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reese in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Reese?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing today?
What's up, Reese?
Oh, man. I got that question, the truth teller question.
Yeah.
Can I get that out of the way first?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like all y'all to answer this. Okay. A first-round pick this year.
Hey, Reese, real quick. Are you talking into the phone? It's like a little muffled. I can't hear you right.
Yeah, you can't. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's better.
All right. A first-round pick this year, a first next year, and Cooper DeJean to trade up for Travis Hunter.
It's going to take more than that.
Yeah.
Two first rounds and Cooper DeJean?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Cooper DeJean is not that valuable to anybody else.
Okay. Then three first-round picks. Whatever it got to do, it's just for Travis Hunter is not the gist of it.
So you're talking about moving up from, I mean, what would the Eagles be? If they were to lose Sunday, they would be 24th, I believe, in the draft,
something like
around
that.
There.
Yep.
24 all the way up to the number 3 pick. Yeah, that's going to cost you probably 3 first-round picks.
Great player, though. Hall of Fame caliber guy.
Well, and the Giants are there, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I wonder if I don't know.
What y'all doing? I'm saying what y'all do.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not that big of a Travis Hunter fan.
Okay. It's the girlfriend, ain't it?
It's got to
be the girlfriend.
No, I'm too old for all that nonsense. I think he's a cornerback.
You can't trade 4 first-round picks for a cornerback.
Yeah, I don't think he's a two-way player in the NFL.
Okay.
Certainly not at the level he plays at in college. He may get a couple, like a handful of plays on offense where they may use his skill, but he ain't going over there playing full-time wide receiver in the NFL. He's a DB.
If he was our receiver, he wouldn't get the ball anyway. But so I'm going to go to the next subject.
Okay.
We the best team in the NFL. Hands down. Best team in the NFL. And I know when I called yesterday, y'all asked how do I enjoy the game.
Yep.
You know, not liking the coach and the quarterback.
So you think they're the best team in the NFL, and you think the coach and quarterback stink?
Team. I'm talking about the team.
But those are the two most important people on the team.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is the two most important people. That's why I don't think we're winning the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I do think we're the best team.
Well, then where do you think the Eagles stand in possibility to win the Super Bowl? Like, where do they rank in that hierarchy?
What you mean? Like the percentage?
No, just like who's in front of them?
Yeah, if you don't think they're winning the Super Bowl there, what teams do you think would be in front of them?
I think it'll be a Super Bowl rematch, but is one guy the best quarterback ever? Not one of the best. He's the best quarterback ever. And until he loses, I'm not going to give the Chiefs that. But I do think we the best team from 1 to 53. I think we got the best roster, hands down. Not even close. Because if you just switch quarterbacks, we would probably win 5 straight Super Bowls.
So you got the Eagles in the Super Bowl. You just got them losing to the Chiefs.
To my home.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, so you got to be number 2 then.
No, I think we're the best team. They just got.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I got you now.
It's just like when the Sixers. I had to watch Doc Rivers and Ben Simmons. I still was a fan. It was hard being a fan, but I still sat at that TV and enjoyed it until I knew what was going to happen. So that's how I watched Sirianni in quarterback one.
All right.
I just thank you for the call, Reese. As always, mm-hmm. Jack and I particularly enjoy you. I don't think you can say they're the best team if you also believe that the quarterback and the head coach stink. I love Reese, but that...
Well, sure you can.
It
doesn't make sense.
Okay.
But he just made...
That's his logic,
yes. Yeah. Of course, I agree with you. Yeah, it doesn't make logical sense.
It's like those two positions are too important, you know, to do that. Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, Derek?
What's up, Derek?
So I got the Eagles as number 3, but the reason I'm calling is I want to ask Ike something real quick.
Just real quick, who do you have in front of the Eagles? Just curious.
I mean, you got to put the Lions and the Chiefs ahead of
them.
You
know all right,
mean?
Cool. Go ahead.
So Ike, this is my whole thing, right? So with Jalen Hurts, do you think that it's more that he's afraid to do it? because of the like the turnovers early in the year and then the way the season ended last year? Or do you think he can't do it?
Oh, that's a good question. If I had to pick, I think it's a little bit more that he's afraid to let the ball go. And here's why I say that. Because I've already seen him throw the ball before. Like, I've seen him have good days throwing the ball, right? Like, we've seen it. Like, 2 years ago, he was averaging 246 yards a game passing. Now he's all the way down to 190. So something has happened, and I think it was the turnovers last year coupled with the first month of the season this year where he had 9 turnovers in 4 games that it's been sort of embedded in his brain. And I don't think from a negative way. I just think from a more cautious way of telling him, listen, you got a great team around you, surrounding you. If we don't turn the ball over, we're going to win a lot of football games. And that's what they've been doing. So I think he tries to stay away from turning the football over.
But don't you think, okay, so I always go back to that draft profile saying he passes up early, easy throws for more difficult throws later, mm-hmm. and doesn't process things well early. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's possible? Because earlier in his career, he was throwing more 50-50 balls to AJ.
Mm-hmm.
So don't it wasn't like
he was one of the best deep ball throwers in the league.
So here's my question. It's not, when he was good, it wasn't like you remember when Burrow and what's his name Baker were carving us up with the quick, easy throws up and down the field. Mm-hmm. That's never what Jalen looked like. Jalen had those balls when AJ had man. Mm-hmm. But if the rest of the league is like, well, if that's the pass you throw, we're just going to play two high safeties
and we'll help over the top.
We're going to help, and we're not going to let you even have that. Right. And we're going to give you the underneath stuff all day long because we know you're not going to take it. And so I wonder, I think it's, I know you didn't ask my opinion, Derek, but I think it's a combination of both.
I can buy that. Yeah. I can buy us a little bit of both. Yep.
Everybody that calls the show, I feel like it's just we're giving an opinion or something, right?
Yeah.
But the only thing that I'm not going to say that I hate that I kind of like dislike with this show is that we in the midst of a playoff run, like we can make a nice run, and it's like every day, all we're doing is trying to figure out ways to say the offense needs to be better. Like we've been saying it all year. Jalen Hurts even came on here on the TV and said, like, this might be who Jalen Hurts is right now. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, if he's a game manager, like, just let him manage the game. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I never compared him to Joe Burrow and this quarterback and that quarterback, because he is what he is, right? And I'm not going to bring up the winning and all that. I just feel like for him to be the starting quarterback for the Eagles, man, like you really be like you'll get excited for like to talk about Josh Allen or Goff or Stafford. But with Hurts, to me, this is my opinion, it just seems like it's more than just football. And I get that your job is to get callers.
Okay, all right.
It's not more than football.
What do you mean more than just football, Derek?
I don't understand. It's like, I feel like you don't like, maybe you don't like how he walks. Maybe you don't like how he talks.
Do you really think like, that? Do you really think?
I don't know what I'm asking. I don't know what it is.
Well, so let me ask you this.
I don't know what it is.
Let me ask you this. When national guys or when Brian Westbrook says, unabated, we didn't even bring it up, Jalen needs to play better. When I asked Mike Mayock and he's like, he's missing guys here, blah, 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 blah. Or did they all not like how Jalen walks too?
See, you're missing the point. You're just hearing what you want.
No, I'm not hearing what I want. You're accusing me, Derek, of taking something personal, and I understand what you're doing as well. And you're accusing me of seeing something that's like clear that everybody sees that is definitely part of what happens, and saying that it's personal rather than just thinking that I could possibly have a different opinion than you do.
No, I'm asking you. I'm not saying that. I'm asking you a question because when I listen, like even with Nick Sirianni, right? I don't listen every day, but last time I heard you on here, you were saying that Brian Daboll you know, was a better coach than Nick Sirianni.
No, I didn't. See, you want to talk about who hears what they want to hear? Yesterday's show was about being a Nick guy and standing by him even if they lose the game, which I said, and I have said for months now. The only thing that happened with Daboll is that I said, I do not know how good a coach Daboll is. I think he's a good coach. It's a bad situation. So what now? So I just said yesterday, did a whole friggin' show about how good Nick Sirianni is, but I'm the one that just hears what I want to hear.
No, I'm saying because last time I was listening, you was comparing Nick Sirianni to Brian Daboll.
No, I didn't. A caller did.
What is that comparison? But I'm saying, like, I know you and Ken was going back and forth from Sentimenton because he loves Nick Sirianni, and you were saying, well, Sirianni got more talent. And
he does.
And that, and
he does.
I feel like...
He does. Who are the three best players in the Giants?
Listen,
this year,
the coach can make a bad situation bad, though. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it ain't always like you don't have the talent. The coach,
you know, Derek, you know what it is? I hate the Eagles. I hate Jalen Hurts. I hate Nick Sirianni. I hate AJ Brown. I hate Devontae Smith. Dallas Goedert, can't stand him. Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, wish they weren't here. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. Oh my God, get them out of here! Because I haven't said one positive thing about any of them. I am so sorry. I don't think the quarterback is as good as you do. I lay awake at night just crying because I can't get there like you do. And you know what it is? It's specifically how he walks. And I can't believe you nailed it. As I saw him walking one day, and I was like, can't take how he walks. Really has nothing to do with the fact that the friggin' offensive coordinator and head coach are designing an offense to prevent him from even touching it. That has nothing to do with it. And I haven't said anything about the defense being good. Haven't said anything about Saquon Barkley being great. Haven't said anything about A.J. Brown being a top three wide receiver. None of it happened. You nailed me. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the Super Bowl is right around the corner. So what's the plan? Are you going to do the same thing you do every year? Or are you ready to step it up and try something even better? Whew, gets tense in the 5 o'clock hour. Get a Super Bowl experience like no other at the Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest coming to Lincoln Financial Field on February 9th, you'll get exclusive access to the stadium where your favorite players make history. Meet the game's most legendary players, all while enjoying live music and crushing game day bites. Super Bowl only comes around once a year. We know this. So who's ready to celebrate bigger than ever before? Tickets are growing fast. Don't miss out. Visit your local Verizon store and find out about free tickets today. Must be 18 years or older to attend. Additional terms and conditions apply. See Verizon FanFest.com for details.